Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
NBA playoffs is popping. I got my man to the left with me. Listen, I ain't watched Game of Thrones yet. Don't spoil it, man. James Harden finally show up. Steph Curry didn't show up. We got a whole bunch of that and more right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh. This is like some 19, what is it, like some kids bop joint. This is like, yo, I feel like Selena Gomez gonna hop on this joint right now. Yeah. Yo, we in the building, man. Listen, yo, this is crazy, man. Special occasion, man. Listen, I got my brother with me, man, all the way from the East Coast, man. This is my dude, man. We're going to get to NBA playoffs in a minute, but I'm going to start out to my left, man, and let him introduce himself, man. That's my man, Spike Reed. Saf, man, what's good, fam? What's going down, baby boy?
Yes, sir, man. How you doing, man? You good, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm glad I brought you here. Now, we usually talk basketball. We always talk basketball. We always get into some hijinks, man. It's a little bit different format right now, man. We got a platform to kind of talk about a couple things, but first I wanted to get your initial thoughts. First, before we get into stuff, man, talk to me about how you feeling about like this LeBron-less playoffs. Let's talk about that first. Tell me how the playoffs are as a whole without the old GOAT James.
You know, a lot of people clearly are afraid to say it. I'm not going to be afraid to say it. Without LeBron James, these playoffs are trash.
Trash!
I don't care. Everybody likes to say, like, try to give this excuse that, okay, LeBron not in it. Let's see who else can do it. Nah. It's trash. We're making excuses for it. LeBron's not there, so we're looking for other reasons. We're trying to find other ways for the playoffs to be great. We've had a few things that have been good. You know, the four overtime games, that was cool. There's been a few games that's been solid, but we're not going to sit here and act like the playoffs are not worse since LeBron's not in it. By the way, I'll just bring in a fact. 30% less ratings than last season from when LeBron was in the playoffs. 30%. That's not me making it up. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. That means 30% less people are watching these playoffs because LeBron James is not in it. So you can say whatever you want about him. A lot of people hate on LeBron for whatever foolish reasons.
Whatever reason.
A lot of people love LeBron for all the good reasons. And at the end of the day, whether you hate him, like him, dislike him, whether you Shannon, whether you Skip, either way, if LeBron James is not in it, you ain't watching.
But like this, at the end of the day, when the playoffs come around, man, it's all about the casual viewer, man. Listen, casual viewer want to see people they know. They want to see people that are good ambassadors to the game. Listen, y'all, this ain't my fault. Before I get off on a tangent, I'm going to tell you, I ain't got to say nothing, man. Shout out to Charlene in the chat. Shout out to Haywood Wong in the chat. I appreciate y'all as per usual. But the 30% thing and there's somebody missing and it's weird. And I'm telling you right now, if it ain't like a super intriguing matchup, let it be the Warriors and anybody. It would be the lowest rated finals of the last 25 years.
That's
I
a fact.
Guarantee you.
That's for sure.
Maybe even longer than that.
That's for sure.
And it's one of those things where, listen, the LeBron James factor cannot be denied, but I just wanted to get that out the way, man, and talk about the impact of old GOAT James. But first, let me get into your, okay, first of all, so the last game, they're playing game four tonight.
Yep.
But I wanted to briefly touch on game three of the Western Conference semifinals, the Rockets versus the Warriors. And I don't want you to get off on the one thing we're going to talk about, because we're going to talk about that separately, but I just want to get your overall thoughts on, is this an entertaining series? Is it good? Is it fun? Do you see the Rockets doing what I want them to do? Or, you know, what do you think?
Okay, like you said, I'm going to save the part that I really want to get into.
Trust me, talking about
that. So let me just preface it with that. But this is what I'm really going to get into, but I'll say it right now. Steph Curry, front runner of the year. Front runner of a lifetime, century, whatever. Steph Curry is the biggest front runner ever. Now, again, I'll get into that later. So to answer your specific question, man, listen.
As far as the series goes.
Listen, Golden State, four All-Stars currently. They have five, but one's out. One's out. I feel like the basketball guys just couldn't let DeMarcus Cousins be. They're like, this is ridiculous. At this point, this is like, it makes no sense. So there was no reason, there was no way the basketball guys was going to allow DeMarcus Cousins. And by the way, I did hear a rumor that DeMarcus Cousins might be coming back, which is bananas.
He wouldn't be the same, though, man. He just wouldn't be. I think it would hurt him, bro. I'm telling you, I think he's a defensive liability at this point. But it would be a problem.
He's still a big guy, even if he's a defensive liability, which he is. He's still what, 6'10", 260?
He's still grabbing a couple boards.
270 maybe. He's boogie. So even on one leg, he's still boogie. Even on one leg, he outweighs Clint Capella by
about 50, probably 30 pounds.
You see what I'm saying? So I guess what the series is, this is the series that we wanted to see. This is a series like as far as the Western Conference goes. One thing I'm really tired of, and it's about time that somebody calls it out, because these sports talk shows, what they love to do is they love to tippy toe around it. I want to talk about Draymond and his consistent dirty plays. It's consistent at this point.
Talk about it.
I don't know how many more times. I don't know how many times you got to see the same thing before you realize, oh, this is what he does. This is what. I don't know how many groin kicks. I don't know how. This is the second time he has put his dirty finger in the eye of a superstar.
First of all, the thing about it is he almost did it again in game 3. Yeah. I watched him. When he hit the baseline,
he raked across the eye. Yep.
And Harden got tight. He was like, bruh. And I watched Draymond. This just basketball. I go, bruh, that's not basketball, bruh. That's patty cake, man. Patty cake, bakers, man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. That might be before y'all's time, but listen. And he's playing patty cake. Way back in the day, man, I was playing at the YMCA, man. Trip down memory. I was playing. There's nothing worse. Basketball is the one sport where people that are casual, they can play.
Yeah.
People that are really good.
For sure.
Now, when it comes to golf, you ain't never going to get to play with Tiger Woods.
Mm.
You can hit a golf course with your friends.
For sure.
Basketball is the one sport where you can walk on the court and maybe LeBron's playing, you get to play him a pickup game.
Which
is the biggest problem I have. You can't do a casual football game like that. You can't play tennis with Roger Federer.
Man.
So let me tell you I used to play basketball, and I'm playing basketball, and when you play against somebody that's trash,
yeah,
we're playing. And I'm getting hacked and fouled and slapped. Them tell you they're playing patty cake. I kid you not. I went up to it. I got battle scores on my arm to prove it, right? I get to the hole, make the shot, scratch my arm. I was like, yo, foul. He was like, I go, bruh, and you want to play patty cake, we can just stop right now. That's what I said. We can stop basketball and play patty cake. He goes, what do you mean? I go, foreign guy, what do you mean? I go, bruh, you have to move your feet, bruh. I said, if you can't play basketball and guard me like this, I said, you're fouling. He goes, his exact words, then how am I supposed to play?
Oh,
I go,
Jesus.
That is my point right there. I said, and that's basketball. Yeah. See, real basketball is not that slapping and hitting and punching. Nope. All this hand checking stuff. A lot of these guys had to do that back in the day because they couldn't keep up with athleticism. Right. That's why Mike was always killing them.
Jordan's there.
Exactly.
Jordan's there.
The reason why, these guys couldn't last. No, these cats don't have to hand check anymore because they're so great. They don't got a hand check to defend you.
Mm.
So when you see a person like Draymond playing patty cake. He poked me. How you poke somebody so deep in the eye, Spike Reed, that he has an eye laceration?
Man. Draymond had LeBron and Harden looking like 28 days later zombies. He had them looking crazy. Looking like Cyclops when he firing the laser. They had him looking crazy.
He looked straight dead shot, man, for Suicide Squad.
Man, I'm sick of it. And the irony of it is, the irony of you saying that when you go out and when you hoop and you play against bums. So obviously me and you hoop before.
Yeah.
Obviously me and you are pretty big guys or whatever. Yeah. So when we play guys that come in, and the guys are the trash, what they do
trash.
Is they'll hack you, right?
That's
they
what I'm talking about.
They do dirty moves, they hack you, just like you were saying. The difference is that, what did I just say? They're trash.
Trash.
Draymond is an NBA player applying the same trash tactics from bums at the YMCA on NBA superstars. And I'm tired of people letting them slide with it. At some point, The NBA got to call him out on it.
And you know what? You know what the crazy part is? Because a lot of cats, listen, the reason why Draymond did, because ain't nobody try to slide Draymond. They don't tell me he ain't scary. Somebody ain't slide him in the jaw. That's another reason why it keeps happening. He picks the right people to play. He might catch him by slipping one day. Anybody punch him right in his mouth, man. And the thing is, because you can't be, listen, I'm saying like this. And this, you want to tell me he moving the Three Stooges and the eye poker people, you let me know. I just need to know where I stand. Draymond, if you a fan of the Three Stooges, let me know.
And the thing is, Draymond knows who to do it to. He knows that he does it to guys like LeBron, who's smart enough to know that he's so important to the team that he can't.
Endorsements, hold on, I can't act a fool up in there.
James Harden, same thing.
I got a huge endorsement. I can't act a fool either. Yeah.
Let him try that. So what's cat name in place for Miami? He's a black belt. I think James. James Johnson? I can't remember his name. Dude with the braid.
I know who you're talking about.
Let him try that.
He's not to be trifled with.
That's what I'm saying, because he can afford to punch Draymond in the face and then get suspended for a couple weeks. He can afford that. He averaged about 6 points. So he can afford that.
For all the people out here acting like that's, you know, that's just basketball. So ask yourself this question: what if that had put Harden out of the playoffs? See, because the NBA acts like that's not a big deal. If they had to put him out of the playoffs, NBA would be like, oh my God, the reigning and defending, quite possibly two-time MVP, is not in the playoffs anymore because of an eye poke.
You know, the crazy part about it is that Warriors fans would applaud it. Yep. That's the worst part about it. That's a whole other conversation for a whole other time about the worst fans in the NBA. And I mean, truthfully, I love LeBron, but the Lakers fans, they're the worst fans. But
they are. I'm a LeBron fan.
Yeah, I'm a LeBron fan. The Lakers fans are the worst fans in sports history.
Yeah, because they still living off championships from way back when I was in high school. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's like a long time ago.
Warriors fans are a close second.
Because you couldn't find them.
Yeah, well, that's because of the same thing. I used to call them Lakers fans.
They're
the same thing. When the Lakers fans lost, they're Lakers fans during the season.
Yes.
And then in the postseason, they were Warriors fans all because they was going against LeBron.
I was like, I couldn't find a Warriors fan. I asked this one, oh my God, I love her to death. One of my wife's best friends, man. Lisa, I go, Lisa, because she's from the Bay Area. I go, Lisa, I said, who's Baron Davis? She goes, what?
I asked, that's
recent memory.
One of my boys, and you know very well, shout out to Turn Up.
Yo, Turn Up.
Yeah, Turn Up. What up, Turn Up?
What up, baby?
One of my boys, Turn Up. He's from Oakland. I asked Turn Up who Monte Ellis was.
You mean the pillar of your organization?
You mean the guy who was Batman, Steph's Robin at the time?
Ran him up out of town. That's neither here nor there, man. Before I move on to a very important topic, man, I want to appreciate everybody, all y'all in the chat, man. Jenna was good. Dan was good. Haywood was good. Charlene was good. Always. Boo was good. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Subscribe, like to all things at The Buzz, man. Yeah, my man Spike Reed. Follow him at Spike Reed. All y'all ladies at The Buzz stuff, man. And I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. Jenna's feeling all your quips right now. Shout out to Jenna James, man. She commented on the 28 days joint. She's coming on your Lake Warriors thing right there. So shout out to Jenna.
Shout out to Jenna.
So I want to get to, before I move on to the next game, it corresponds with this game.
Yeah.
I want to get into the first topic of this afternoon.
Let's do it.
Grade Steph Curry's performance for game three. You don't have to give it a letter grade. Just kind of give me.
Oh no, I'll give you a letter grade. Oh, I have no problem giving you a letter grade.
Damn.
For game three, for Mr. Front Runner himself, for light eyed Kyle Lowry, basically, because I mean that pretty much. He's pretty.
I cannot let you get away with that.
Judging by the way that he's been playing in game three, he basically is Kyle Lowry with a beautiful wife and beautiful mother. Because that's what Steph got.
His mom is fine as hell, too.
His mom and
his mom's fine as hell.
Shout out to Aisha and Sonja.
Fine as hell.
So, but he's Kyle Lowry. So the letter grade, I'm gonna go ahead and give Steph a C minus.
No.
I'm gonna give him a C minus. And the only reason I'm even remotely close to giving him a C minus is because, I mean, yeah, granted, he'll hit a few. The only reason I'm even giving him a C minus is because he's Steph Curry. He's a threat always. Even when he's not a threat. I.e. game three.
Wait a cotton picking minute here.
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah, man.
Hold on.
Yeah, man.
You know, I cannot believe you blasphemy.
You done known me for years. You ever known me to lie?
I did not know this was this.
You ever known me to be a lie?
Right now!
Oh, okay.
This
okay.
is the, you just told a bold-faced lie.
This is the first lie, okay.
You just, breaking news, yo, breaking news. What? Mike lying right now.
What part of that was a lie? The Kyle Lowry part of the Aisha being beautiful?
I don't know if I can say everything? But, like, it's just...
Aisha's beautiful. That wasn't a lie.
She fine as hell. That was true. But listen, hold on a minute.
Yeah, let me make sure you got that
Wait
part.
A minute, hold on. You just said Steph Curry is Kyle Lowry?
I mean, let's see. I mean,
you brought all that smoke to my man and still gave him a C-. See, I don't believe you. I don't believe your conviction. I don't know if you got something against light-skinned black dudes. I don't know if there's something deeper going on.
Because
they took one of my girls way back in the day, so I've always had a chip on my shoulder about these light-skinned dudes. But I've tried to listen. I've got a lot of counseling, a lot of therapy. I'm putting it behind me, man.
For sure.
I knew one day I would re-emerge, and you know what I mean? And even in the summertime, he said, I look like us anyway. So I knew.
Oh, yeah, you already know.
I knew we would come back to the forefront. Remember they used to be in style? And then Marshall Ali come out. And Chadwick Boseman come out. You know what I mean? Michael B. Jordan said, we back in.
Michael Ealy keeping them alive.
Michael
Ealy and Chris Brown's they are number one enemy right now. You know what I'm saying?
But wait a minute. No, man. You speaking reckless right now, man. I didn't know it's gonna bring you on. You're gonna talk crazy. Listen, man. Hold on, man. Since you coming with all that nonsense, that is nonsense. You tell me, listen. So let me just get to the second topic real quick, because I'm about to...
I mean, I can tell you why.
The second topic is related to the first topic, because you were way out of pocket. I anticipated you being out of pocket since you're talking about all this nonsense. Give me your top five point guards of all time, then.
All time?
All time!
Well, no, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. We're being all time.
Yes.
I got it. Number one, I'm going Steph. You asked me how did he play in game three. That's what you asked me. All time.
So he's on your list.
He's on for sure. I mean, I'm not. This is the thing. This is one thing that you need to understand about me and what every NBA fan should be.
Mm-hmm.
You can hate a player, but not be a hater. There's a huge difference.
But you don't mess with Kevin Durant, though, at all, though.
I mean,
you ain't the biggest fan of Kevin Durant.
Man, listen, first of all, don't even get me started.
You ain't the biggest fan of Kevin
Durant. You ain't
the biggest fan of Kevin Durant.
Me and Kevin Durant, first of all, we're from the same place. We're both from PG County, Maryland.
I know.
Shout out to PG County, Maryland.
All day long, man.
We both from the same place. So off break, he's made me look bad. He's made my whole town, my whole city. He made the whole hood. He made every single part of the state of Maryland look bad, and D.C.
Damn.
KD, and as I'm saying, it's not because of his skill level.
No, we know that. Yeah, KD, we play basketball. You know he's good. Come on, man.
I mean, I'll even go as far as put KD now. I might put him. Would you put him in top 10 of all time?
100%.
Yeah, like right now. 100%. He's going to be for sure, but yeah, I can say he's top 10 of all time.
He's unguardable, bro.
For sure.
Like truly unguardable. I'm not talking about kind of. He's truly unguardable.
Yeah, for sure.
He can get a shot anytime he wants. I swear to you, I've never seen him hit a shot block ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, I mean, I had to really sit and think about it, but yeah,
he had to be like under the paint trying to put a put back up or some stupid stuff like that. I'm talking about literally just someone, he pulls somebody up, spin around, someone gets the ball.
Yeah, gotta be, maybe on a double or something like that. But now KD, I mean, he's...
So you got Curry in your top five.
I got Curry.
But you gave him a whole lot of smoke, man.
I got Curry. You know what? Let me change that.
Don't be stupid.
Let me change that.
Don't be crazy.
No, it ain't crazy.
Don't be crazy.
It just hit me.
We ain't got no time for you to go crazy, man.
I'm not crazy. It just hit me.
No. You were so close.
And you can't. But no, it's very little argument that could come from this.
No.
And the reason why it's arguing because I'm thinking of my top 10 of all time. And this dude is on the top 10. But Curry's not top 10. You know what I'm saying?
Top 5 point guard all time.
No, but I'm saying. Okay, but let me put it like this. I got Magic.
That's the number one point guard.
Yeah, I got Magic. I thought about it.
So Curry 2?
Curry's number 2.
Oh, I take that all day long.
It just hit me.
CP3 number 3? Maybe. Or Isaiah Thomas.
Is CP?
Or Oscar Robertson.
Well, again, I look at errors too. You know what I'm saying? So
era, Oscar was pretty much on his
down. Yeah, I look at errors. Yeah, I would... You kind of caught me with that one. Normally, I know top 10 of all time, but you said top point guard.
Yeah,
that's a little...
It's different.
Now, are we considering AI point guard?
Shooting guard.
Because he was a point guard when he first started, then he went to shooting guard after that.
Allen Iverson doesn't know how to pass.
You're right.
And I love him.
Okay.
That's right. My guy.
Yeah, yeah,
he's like my top 10 favorite player.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, okay. I don't give a damn what you call him. You can rank him if you want, but as far as player, he's my top 10 ever.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, me changed the game.
Yeah,
but, like, it's one of those things where, like, it's tough, man. As long as he's on your list, that's all good, man. We got game four tonight, still a must win for the Rockets. They got to do, they lose this game, they get closed out in Golden State.
Well, Golden State's known to blow 3-1 leads.
Shout out
my guy King James.
Listen, man, yo, shout out to the boy, yo, for real. Shout out to the boy King James, man. We got
shout out King James, baby.
Well, listen, man, we got Kevin Durant dropped 320 points this far in the playoffs.
Balling,
man.
So he's hooping. Balling.
He's hooping, but he had 87 people. Everyone else has 15 other people to cover, and KD wasn't doing that when he was in Oklahoma City. Y'all can blame Russell Westbrook for all you want, but he still could have been doing all that. Why was he doing all that? Because there wasn't too many people to worry about. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. You keep acting like you driving all these points. When it comes to LeBron, he's the only person on the court they have to worry about. Still drops 50, but you know, it's neither here nor there.
And last time the KD faced LeBron when it was on an even playing field, LeBron had him crying to his mother. That's a fact. There's a picture of that.
Speaking of crying, Draymond crying to get Kevin Durant in Golden State. That's neither here nor there. Who do you have winning game four, yo?
Golden State and Houston winning game four. I got Houston.
Yeah, Houston tying it up.
I got Houston. But here's another thing that's a major factor that everyone repeatedly overlooks. Here's the thing. And this is the interesting part. A lot of people, I personally, James Harden is also another unguardable player.
Unguardable.
Easily unguardable player. I'm not necessarily a fan of how he plays now because he plays more to get the foul than he does to score.
He'll dribble the ball. And I don't like he dribbles the ball to like 6 seconds of the shot clock.
6 seconds of shot clock does about that. I don't even know what to call it, a Euro step. It ain't Euro. Maybe
a Euro Ethiopian
step.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's like two different countries.
Yeah, Asian step or something
Asian
like that.
Yeah, Asian is Euro. Eurasian step.
Yeah.
That joint, he jumps two continents.
Man, I mean, I ain't never seen nothing like that.
Yeah, you put your left foot and your right foot in. He be doing the hokey pokey, man.
Major frequent flyer mileage.
Real talk.
But he makes it work, right? He plays for the foul. So here's the thing. Here's where the NBA messed up, right? The NBA messed up because they've been letting James Harden get away with it for so long. At least I say at least the past three or four seasons.
And that's my
they
problem.
Let him get away with it. But here's the thing. If you going to let him get away with it,
thank you.
Let him get away with it.
Thank
Don't
you.
Not let him get away with it when they play the Warriors.
That is exactly what I said. My biggest problem with this whole dynamic is don't they're riffing different in the playoffs. Well, y'all got to stop that because I don't like that anymore either. I used to like that too, but like, no. You cannot let him legitimately get away with that for 82 games. Then when it literally matters the most, oh, you gonna call it like they don't call it.
Take it even a step further. Here's what makes it even worse. Here's
disgusting.
The cold part. Here's the cold part. The first series, they let them get away with it. So they let them get away with it in the playoffs. They just don't let them get away
when
with
it really
against
Golden State. That's
they
so
happened
true.
The same thing last year.
Yeah, he was
they let James Harden get away.
He cooked the whole way to the finals the same way. You right?
As soon as he plays Golden State, then all of a sudden they bring Scott Foster, and they bring I'll tell you what, I mark my words, you right now on
Game 7,
right now
Scott Foster gonna be reffing.
It ain't even just that. Right now on AfterBuzz TV, I want you to mark my words right now. I guarantee you that about 10 years from now, you're going to get another Donahue situation with Scott Foster and these Warriors and Rockets series. I guarantee you 10 years from now, so you're going to find out he got paid under the table for a lot of them games. Out of some of them, he got paid under the table for them games. And he will be there game 7.
It's weird.
He mysteriously is always in these phantom calls. But that's the worst part about Golden State. That's the worst part about this next game that's going to happen. Golden
State on Steph? Good Lord, bro.
Golden State has 4 All-Stars, 5 if you consider DeMarcus Cousins, and they still need referee assistance. I'll never understand that.
And I said it before, and I'll say it again. They are yet to beat an elite team at full strength.
Oh, of course.
And at this point in time, the Rockets are at full strength, so this is their chance to prove me wrong. When they made their runs and their championship runs, top point guards were hurt. Damian Lillard was hurt 1 year. Literally, you can go through the entire playoffs where all these players,
Mike Conley.
Remember that? They ran through all these places with none of the top talent.
2015, Kyrie and Kevin Love gone. The first time that they actually did face somebody that had a full 17 was in 2016.
What happened?
And that's that 3-1, baby.
Okay.
That's that King James,
baby. That's
all
I'm going to say. But listen, I'm going to switch to the East real quick, man. Yeah. We have the 76ers versus the Raptors. Mm-hmm. Kawhi doing his thing. 76ers, it's all tied up 2-2. First, I want to ask you before we talk about the game, like, who you think's winning the game 5? The crucial game 5, by the way, in Toronto.
In Toronto. I feel...
To me, that's the series, too, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly, it all depends on if Embiid showing up.
Yeah.
Truthfully, it just depends on Joel. And I mean, I guess to answer the question, I have a little theory. It's not even my theory. It's everyone's theory. Any team that Drake cheers for
loses.
So Toronto, at this point, Toronto has made it. They might as well lose. It's a tradition. You know, it's a tradition for Toronto to lose.
It's really crazy that the Drake curse, man. If the Toronto lose, it's really weird, man. It's weird, bro.
There's certain curses that actually hold up.
Kardashian curse.
I'm actually one of the few men that actually like the Kardashians.
No, I do. Shout too, out to the Kardashians. But you ain't dating
but,
one.
Yeah, no, but the curse is real.
Because if you would date one, next thing you know, fam, like you were like, I don't even know what would happen, fam. All of a sudden, I'm like, yo, where's Spike at? Like, I don't know, man. He lost his. Yeah, that's the sound of the Kardashian curse right there. And Spike, you start dating one, something will befall you. I don't know what would happen.
Anything that I have going good.
But the reason why I like the Kardashians, they like black dudes, man. I'm a black dude. I ain't gonna sit here.
How you gonna complain about
it? Nah, man, can stop acting like you wouldn't date one of them Kardashians. Yeah. Kardashians fine as hell, but I know that I'd be financially situated, but I just think everything would happen, man. I would like
anything that you have positive going on.
Yeah, I'd get shorter somehow. Yeah. Something weird would happen. Yeah,
you're gonna be bald like me.
Yeah, but listen, I'll be there soon. Don't get it. I'm hanging on by a thread. But listen, before we get to, since we got to that real quick, man, I think the rappers might take it. If they don't, it's a rap. I just don't need Drake in the building, which he will be in game five.
Front row.
Damn.
Front row cheering them on. So, but the thing is, what I do like about that is that Drake, in a weird way, is assisting LeBron. The reason why he's doing that is because Drake is going to cause the Raptors to lose. The Raptors are going to lose.
Kawhi
going to make his way right to the city of
Angels. Come on, guys, the city. But so before we get to something, I'm going to tell you something that might start a real crazy debate, man. Mm. Mike, so you either might like it or you might hate it. Mm-hmm. But listen, I hate the 76ers, man. Mm. I hate him, bro. I hate Ben Simmons too.
Yeah, we do got it. That is gonna start a weird debate. That sound a little bit like that jealousy because he had a Kardashian or Jenner. Whatever.
He got my favorite one too.
Yeah, he got.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's what that sound like.
It really was really a weird coincidence. He is like my favorite one.
Yeah.
I was tight when I found that out because I can't stand him, bro.
Yeah, he over here rocking out with Kendall.
So since I can't, that's my favorite one. Since I can't stand,
I like Kylie.
Man, those are my two favorite. Since I can't stand Ben Simmons, I can't stand the 76ers. I can't stand that organization. Please tell me why I'm supposed to. Why should I like Ben Simmons? Why? Why, Spike?
6'10".
So?
6'10", what, about 250, 240, 250?
Oh, he wish he was 250.
240.
I'll give him 240. Maybe.
6'10", 240. He's still solid. He's solid.
When he comes out the pool, he 240.
He's still solid. He ain't like, you know what I mean? He ain't a Siakam or right. Sean Bradley.
So now you give me his physical attributes. Tell me why he's good, bro.
6'10", got the court vision of, I'm not going to go as far as say LeBron, he got crazy court vision.
They might shut this whole show down.
Well, you got to think, last year people was talking about he's the next LeBron, he actually gets a shot and gets all that. A couple people was calling him LeBen.
What you just said right there. If he gets a shot.
Yeah.
If I was a millionaire. if Arya Stark didn't kill the Night King.
Shout out to Arya Stark. Let's go ahead. Shout out to Arya.
What? Man, listen, this dude is trash, Spike.
Trash?
I can't stand him, bro.
Trash?
He's trash, bro.
And you talking about I'm speaking blasphemy. Trash.
He's trash.
You just called an all-star. He's an all-star. He is for real. A perennial all-star for sure.
They vote. They let fans vote like you.
He's a perennial all-star.
He's only been 2 years. Two-year all-star. This dude is straight.
That says more so to his how
Spike,
nice he is.
Let me tell you, trash. He can't even shoot an 8-foot jump shot. 8 feet.
Is Giannis trash?
But the thing about it is, Giannis will develop a jumper before him. I bet the house on
Giannis
that.
Been in the league
and
longer.
And he still shoots
Giannis,
more threes than
Giannis
him.
Giannis been in the league longer.
Listen, when Ben Simmons is 30, he can't shoot 8 feet. We're going to come back to this.
If that happens.
It will.
I'm not going to put that on him.
Shot a jump shot this playoffs, bro. They showed a stat yesterday. They said he was 50 for 82 in the paint. Fam. He was 1-for-1 outside the paint.
I mean, man.
I almost killed an over. He has made one shot out of the paint more than me.
I mean, I got on that. But, okay, I mean, listen. I got on that. No, I feel you. I feel that. He's in his second year. That's what I'm saying. Give him time. Give him a little bit of time to develop.
Okay, that's fair. How much time must I give him?
give him to, man, how much time do we give the King? How much time do we give the GOAT? Because when he first came in, he didn't have the best jumper.
Better than Ben Simmons.
I mean, of course, but he didn't have the best jumper. LeBron started really consistently getting the jumper. I'd say, what, around 07?
That
was 4 years.
Can I give him 4 years?
4 years.
So he's 26.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm asking for is 12-foot jumper.
Give him 4 years. But as I'm saying, but here's a cold part about it, though. He does that. He's the type of dude that could average a triple-double. He for sure could average. If he wanted to, he could average a triple-double. And that's saying a lot.
If he wanted to,
he could average a triple-double. Off top, trying to think of his numbers this year.
Poop.
He averaged about 17 points, right? Oh my God. Last year, he averaged 17 points. Yeah, about 17 points. And again, I'm going off memory off of last year.
So sure you're close to
average. Yeah, it's about 17, 8 and 7, something like that.
This is disgusting.
A second-year point guard, 6'10", that can't shoot, getting 17 points
a game.
That's
nothing. He ain't no damn point guard, Spike Reed. I'm tired.
Who that point guard? Who that point guard?
That's their fault, man. Connington, whatever his name is.
The white boy?
White guy. Ben Simmons look as white as him. If you want to see, I can't wait. How you going to go racial when Ben Simmons look like they could be brothers, man?
Man, I feel like this is all about Kendall, man. This is what it's all about. It's like, not,
I
like,
just found about this later, man. I swear.
If you want to Kendall, I feel like we would have this conversation.
I've been hating on this dude for a while. It's just literally like the universe making me, just in case I was going to back off, the universe said, Evan, oh, don't back off. Because I was chilling. He's at the courtside game. I said, who's it? I said, oh, hell no, he's not with Kendall Jenner. Not my favorite, no!
See, it's Rory, though.
Man, listen, don't be trying to.
He got a cold Rory. I follow him on Instagram, so,
Spike
you know, Reed. Yeah, he got cold Rory.
Spike Reed, listen, man. This dude, if I was 6'10", bro, I swear, man.
Whoa.
Bro.
You got to think what he do, man. He
nothing!
That vision.
If they go home, it's going to be because of that dude.
Nah. That's
lack of production. He's a liability.
That
man.
Is egregious. So, I can't let you ride.
What a great pass!
100% will not.
They're like, what
be
a great pass! He's, no, oh, it, his court vision. Did you see that dime? I was like, get
what
no,
you mean?
No,
so, wait, so we not giving credit to dope ass passes.
See, and the thing about it, this is how I know they're moving the finish line way back. Like, you know, his limbo line is really high. Like, his limbo bar is way up here. His limbo bar is past your head right now. And all I got to do is walk under it with a 6'10" frame. And then listen, this dude was like, this dude's so trash, man. They're like, yeah, man. Like, oh, he's a contributor. Oh, he plays tough defense. What the hell will people talk about this, man? He wasn't brought here to do that. He was supposed to be the next LeBron.
Well, that's nothing. They got to stop that. Stop saying people are going to be next LeBron.
Yeah,
LeBron,
I do hate
they
that
got,
too.
They're already starting with Zion. They got to stop it. He's going to be great, but they got to stop that.
Stop
saying people are going to be the next LeBron. You got to understand what you mean by that. What you mean by that is right now the legitimate debate is LeBron and Michael Jordan for the greatest player of all time. LeBron and Jordan, one or two, whichever man, one you decide to put in there.
Jenna be spitting flames on the chat. Jenna goes, he's 6'10". He's a 6'10" Rondo, basically. She's spitting flames. I swear to God she said that.
To be honest, I don't know if that's an insult.
That's not that bad.
I don't
right?
know if that's an
no,
insult.
No, listen, if he ends up being that, we good, bro.
Rondo got him
kinda,
a chip.
He kind of worked on his jumper a little bit too. It's like it's good enough.
Man.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like all jokes aside, I'm a little bit of hyperbole, but I mean, all jokes aside, if he's just a little bit better, I ain't lying. 12-foot J, he'd be unstoppable, fam.
For sure.
Because you would have to guard him outside way. Right now, they're clogging the paint, and they're making it very, very difficult for him. And if they get past Toronto and because of Drake, they probably will.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Drake.
Because they probably will.
Once again, since we give a shout out to Drake.
The Drake curse is real. Bro, it ain't my fault.
I love it. I don't know
if he was on you with Degrassi. I don't know if it's because you taking all the benefits of my culture and the Jewish culture. Yeah, but you don't want to take all the bad stuff that comes with it. I don't know if it's that, because I think part of it is that. Also, I remember way back in the day, we tried to get a selfie with him. He said he had to go, and I think the selfie would have took 2 seconds, but he didn't give you a selfie. And I'm still hanging on to that. You told me that years ago.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
Drake
took a quick selfie, Drake.
Shout out to my man Isaac. Me and Isaac was...
If you was a chick, he might have did
that. Oh, for sure. Me and Isaac get on the elevator. Drake comes out, sees us. I say, what's up? You know, yo, Drake, mind good pick real quick?
Hey, yo, my bad, man. I got a flight. I got cash real quick. No disrespect, though, man.
I'm like, this boy, man.
Call me on the
I'm like, all right. All right, Drake. But it's all good. I ain't bitter about it.
Yeah, I was letting you know. That ain't sitting right with me for years. I'm like, yeah, he could have took that picture. We all know selfies take about 5 seconds.
If I see him again.
Spike, 5 seconds, though.
If I see him again, it's going to be a little bit more aggressive for that picture, though. But, you know what I'm saying? I see Drake, you know what I'm saying? I was on my chill set, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah. Like, yo, Drake, yo.
Next time.
You're going to give me a
picture. Yeah, you get me the next time.
Oh, straight my up. God. I can't stand
but
it.
But shout out to Drake for bringing Kawhi to us next year. I'm predicting that already.
Before we move on, I'm going to just point out, because shout out to Big Face Hunters. He's always, this probably why we end this Drake conversation right now. He said he's not cursed with the Billboard Awards. I'm like, that just disqualified Drake right there, man. Big Face Hunters, I got a Billboard Award, bro.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I got a Billboard Award right now, I promise you. We're going to get a Billboard Award after doing this show. They give everybody a Billboard
anybody
Award.
Anybody get a
fam,
Billboard Award.
Fam, who does not get a Billboard Award, fam?
Anybody.
I promise you I got one.
And Drake's cool. I mean, we're not about to spend his whole time talking about Drake.
No, it was,
especially after he ain't taking my picture.
Let Toronto Lou get for him.
Especially after that. But Drake is dope. He cool and all that. But the curse is real.
Curse is real.
And Drake is affected. All Raptors fans, I'm telling you, if you are a Raptors fan, the same way that, and again, my name is Spike, right? Mm-hmm. Based off Spike Lee, met him, he blessed me with the name and everything, right? The same way that Knicks fans need to vote to get Spike Lee out of the Garden because he's ruining that team, the Raptors fans need to do the same thing with Drake. They need to get Drake out
Until it's too late.
And it's going to be too late because now they lost DeRozan and they're about to lose Kawhi. And if you think Kyle Lowry...
He was like a Kentucky fan too, right? And they stayed taking the L.
Drake has been a fan of multiple teams, and every single team that he's a fan of, they lose. That's not an opinion. That's a fact.
Yo, Toronto, I'm praying for y'all, man.
Good luck.
Eastern Conference semifinals, Celtics versus the Bucks. They're going on right now. The Bucks are up 2-1 right now. It's 78-68 Milwaukee, third quarter, 1 minute, 11 seconds left. Who do you think wins this series?
Who'd you say was up?
Milwaukee's up 10 points and 1 minute left in the third quarter.
Okay,
and they're up 2-1 in the series right now.
All right. Well, first of all, let me shout out my guy, H2P, Hail to Pit, my man, Brad Wanamaker, number 9 on the Celtics. I want my guy to get some more time. So shout out to Brad, man. Ooh. What up, Brad? But who I think wins that series, even though Brad is my guy.
It's my guy, too.
I'm going with Milwaukee on this one, big dog.
And the thing about it should be them. Like, they're the number one seed. When you're the number one seed, you're supposed to win, right?
Yeah.
You're the number one seed. I had Boston going to the final just because I like the score. Brad's even sent me second best coach in basketball next to Popovich. And it's kind of basketball, but it's a lot of heart just based on, like, I like the way they're structured, I like the way they are. But if you're playing Giannis better than a lot of people, will play him.
For sure.
And
there's not really a blueprint to him, but if it's anybody that can get him, Brad Stevens would be the guy.
Yeah, that's what my theory was. Yeah. If they run into them, he's going to have a problem. And he still is struggling. He's getting a lot of his average on the line. He's not putting a lot of the ball in the hole and a lot of offensive rebound. Put it like this. He ain't dropping no 40, 50.
Nope.
He's not doing like he did in the first series. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Like he has work cut out for him. But the unsung hero of that squad is Middleton, man. The dude
is
super consistent.
Because Middleton's a beast. And the funny part about it, he's a free agent next year, too. So Lakers need to look at him, too.
Fam, and I'm talking about back up the Brinks truck, because he don't just shoot Jays. He plays defense, too, man.
And they've been doing this. Did Malcolm Brogdon, is he playing this game?
I think so. Y'all got to stop playing games. You got to pay these guys, man.
Malcolm Brogdon was out, so I don't know if he's back for this game.
I think he still is out. The thing about it, fam, is this ain't the NFL. You could pay players in the NBA.
Yeah.
You got to stop playing, man.
Oh, for sure.
Middleton, I'm telling you right now. If who got that joint? Was it Otto Porter Jr.?
Yeah, got a huge
75,
an extremely egregious contract for Otto Porter. And I mean, so every single year when I go home, me and my pops go to a Wizards game, right? And we sat there year after year after year after year watching Otto Porter just terrible.
Terrible.
And he gets rewarded with a huge contract.
So what's Middleton worth? Seriously. 100?
At least.
Stop.
At least.
Stop.
The thing is,
Jeremy Lin got like 50. Stop it.
Jeremy Lin got 50 off of 19 games back in 2013.
Fam, so what I'm trying to say is, listen, Milwaukee, do the right thing. Pay this man. Yeah. I'm telling you something right now, somebody will, because I'm watching him every game. He is balling, bro. Out of control, bro.
Funny part about it is, like, with the reason why I thought the series was going to be interesting in the first place, right? So, you You remember Color Purple, right?
Of course.
You remember when, you remember the line when you said, until you do right by me, everything you do is going to fail? Mm-hmm. So, since we're on that same subject of curses, I personally hit Kyrie with that same curse back in 2017. I said, until you do right by LeBron James,
damn it,
everything you do is going to fail. What happened that next season? He got hurt, was out for that whole time.
Damn.
What did Kyrie do, though? He did right by LeBron by making that phone call.
Sure did.
He playing this series.
That's weird.
They might actually win.
That's weird.
I'm saying.
I got to give you credit. You know, it's
curses
funny.
Is real,
it's funny
man.
You say about the curse, because you haven't been on the show before, but you would be more like, I didn't know. I'd never told you if I cursed the entire Oklahoma City organization.
Why would you do that?
The reason, let me tell you why. Because you had Kevin Durant,
mm-hmm.
James Harden,
mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
You let James Harden go because you want to pay him.
Idiots.
You let Kevin Durant go because you wanted to get the keys to Russell Westbrook.
I don't know if they let him go. I'm not putting KD off the hook.
But listen, you be hating on KD.
I'm not telling you. I'm not letting him off the hook.
I have cursed that organization, and I've not cursed Russell. Ain't that Russell's fault? If Russell leaves, I wish him the best. As long as he's a part of the organization, I will not lift the curse.
We got my guy on that team, another pit player. We got Steven Adams. That's my boy,
and I love
man.
Steven Adams.
That's my guy. Curse. Shout out to Steve,
what's
man.
Happening to the Warriors?
Hell to pit, baby.
Thunder all day long. Always, there's something that always befalls them, is it not? It's because of my curse. I just want to let you know, my curse. You ain't the only one with curse
so,
powers. Yeah,
so I hit Kyrie with it. You hit the Thunder
until
with it.
Until they do right
it.
By me? I will not lift this up. I will not swear. I swear out before God.
Fair enough.
It was like God Almighty. Portland Trail Blazers versus the Nuggets, all tied up 2-2. The most competitive series in this playoffs. Therefore, as far as it's 2-2, four overtime. The last one went down to the wire.
Mm.
Surprised me. The Nuggets won the last game, 116-112. This is very, very, very interesting. Who do you feel will win this best of three?
I feel like with the Blazers, they come and go with Lillard. So I feel mm-hmm. like Lillard, especially when he's at home, he balls out. So I think Portland's going to pull it out. I think they're going to be the one to actually go ahead and they're going to be the one to put, you know what I'm saying? It's going to come to seven, though. I feel like for sure it's going to go seven games. Denver ain't no slouch. I'm going to be honest with you, though. I mean, I feel like Jokic is one of the most overrated.
No!
I'm so sick of this Jokic praise. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. You know, as somebody told me the other day that Jokic is one of the is not not one. I'm sorry, is the best big man in the league.
The sacrilegious statement you just made. I told I
someone
can't.
Told me Jokic was one of is the best big man in the league,
who's
and
better?
There was who's better than Jokic?
Who? Don't say it.
So
either.
We ain't.
Don't
we didn't it. Just talk about
don't
number
do
21
don't.
On the Philadelphia
don't.
76ers.
Oh,
we ain't just talk about. Come on, man.
Spike.
Come on, man.
Health has to matter.
It does matter, but we're not going to sit here and act like in any day, any way, on his best day, that Jokic can carry Embiid's jockstrap.
He's playing
on his
right.
best day. On his best day.
I can't believe
nah.
Nikolai, the Joker Jokic from Serbia. He's the best big man in the game. Overrated.
I'm so sick of it.
How
so
the
sick.
Hell is he overrated? How?
By that statement you just
no.
said. By that statement.
No.
That's how he's overrated. We talking.
There's only like four big men in the league.
That's
now.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And I'm just including centers. Like, if we talking about all big men, then obviously that's extremely ridiculous. Then you got the Giannis's, and you got to bring
true,
in the
yeah,
ADs.
It's
and
Kevin Durant 7 feet tall.
Yeah. If we talking about just big men.
Stop.
But if you talking about centers,
that's
there's
what I'm talking
no
about.
Way, shape, or form
wait
is
a
Jokic better than Joel Embiid.
Yes, he is. He stays healthier, man.
Okay, he's more durable. Okay, cool.
That matters.
It does matter, but we not sit like Jokic. What about the game? You know what? Jokic falls into that same category of Steph, right? There'll be
oh,
the games, the
God.
Steph, the Steph and Clay. Matter of fact,
I swear
it'll
to
be
me.
The games where they ball out, biggest thing in the world.
For the love of God,
the games. But they do nothing?
With a straight face.
Nobody says nothing.
With a straight face.
Nobody says nothing. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Jokic can come out and he'll ball out one game, and then we sit there talking about how great he is, how phenomenal he is, and then he'll come out the next game. So let's say for a great game, let's say he dropped like 28, right? Then he'll come back another game, he'll drop like 14.
Can I interest you in 138 total rebounds in the playoffs, 102 assists? in the playoffs. He's cute. Leading the playoffs.
That's cool. It's cool.
But, it's cool. It's cute. Can I interest you in?
That's cool.
Can I interest you in that?
No, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you act like I said he trash. I said he overrated. He ain't garbage. He can play, but he's. The fact that somebody said it and the fact that you agreed, that he is
this
the
was
best
a process.
Big man.
And speaking of the process,
yeah, the fact that you brought up the process,
that's how you know he's not better than Jokic because his nickname is the process. Fam, is processed food good or is organic food good? The process? Since when in the history of neverdom has the word process been good?
Listen, he's so good.
Spike Reed.
Listen, he's so good that it takes time to process how good he is. You know what I'm saying? It takes the average person to take time.
Thank you for the rim shot there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was a joke.
I had to stand up for my guy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, my God.
But that's what I'm saying.
I know I'm not going to be allowed in Philadelphia ever again, even though I'm from Pennsylvania. Yeah, I'm ruining my chance to get another Philly cheesesteak from Geno's or another spot
that. West Philly is not welcoming you
I know, I'm not. It's a wrap. It probably is a wrap. I'm going to.
It's for sure. Will Smith is frowning. on you right now. Meek Mill gonna give you a couple bars. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's over for
you. I can't introduce you in those 11 points yesterday?
No, terrible. I will 100%. That was terrible for Joel. Unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. I will not let that slide. I'm not gonna sit here and make excuses for when you play trash.
And
again,
the thing about
he's
it
tired,
is,
though.
The thing
let's, about not, it is, let's not ignore fatigue.
I think Joel Embiid is one of the greatest players I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. I mean, ever. Like, I mean literally ever.
Mark Jackson thinks so.
I need him to stay healthy, fam. Because I think he's one of the greatest. I don't give a damn what we're talking about. I'm not an era guy. Basketball players now are better than they were back in the day.
Okay.
I don't give a damn what anybody says. For example, the reason why I used to always
let's get into this.
Yeah, man, this is crazy.
Let's get into this. This is what I'm talking about.
I hate when I was talking to John Sally in this interview thing. He's like, you can't compare errors. Yes, I can. And I am going to compare errors.
Why can't you compare?
They're bigger, stronger, faster, more athletic, more talented, like better shooters. Here goes the excuse. Oh, they didn't shoot threes back in the day. Huh? The three line was there, though.
Yeah, it was there. What you mean?
It was there, though.
So because they weren't good enough to shoot it, that means it
didn't. So they didn't choose to shoot it? No, they couldn't shoot.
And oh, by the way, when Michael Jordan was playing, I think it was 3 years, the 3-point line was up more.
Okay, so it was closer.
It was closer.
Okay, so when it comes to Embiid, I think he's one of the greatest players ever. He is the closest thing to the dream I've ever seen in my life.
For sure.
And because the dream is just from the post, perspective, the dream was off the chain. Joel Embiid
couldn't hit threes, though.
He's the dream on steroids, and no one knows it yet because of the health. The reason why, because he can stretch you out there. He can play pretty good defense. He's 7 feet two. He has a soft touch. He's shooting 90% from the free throw line.
Free throw line is bananas. That free throw line is bananas.
So don't get it twisted, fam. I want everybody to understand something right now. Damn it. This all about the health, fam. That's all it's about, man. Because if he, listen, and it's not even about back-to-backs. I don't give a damn about back-to-backs. I'm talking about, I don't want him to play like 4 more years and be done.
I'll end that whole discussion. This simple. You have a team. And you can pick Jokic or Embiid. Who are you picking to start your franchise with? And let's be honest.
Based on what? Just not knowing what I know?
No, I'm saying if you've seen Embiid play for 2 years now, we've seen Jokic. How long Jokic been in the league? Four or something like that? I don't know off top how much Jokic's been in the league.
Damn, I can't believe I'm defending Nikola Jokic. This was universally regarded. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
In no way, shape, or form is Jokic regarded as the best big man in the league. Universally. No way. No,
I'm just saying he is. He will be proven to be if Joel can't stay healthy. Joel's a better player.
He'll be all right.
He's a way better player.
Yeah, okay. That's all one thing.
All right, man. If the process, worst nickname ever, he gets hurt. Because I'm telling you, man, I want everybody to let me be clear. I think Joel Embiid is one of the greatest backups I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm mesmerized, fam.
Yeah.
Mesmerized.
Beast. That boy cold, man.
He's
that boy's cold.
He's dazzling. Like, seriously.
He's cold.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
He's that great. I just want him to stay healthy, man. From a personal standpoint, because I enjoy watching him play basketball. And when LeBron James leaves, I'm going to be very depressed and not willing to watch any of these cats. So I need somebody with that kind of ability and that kind of charisma to, you know, play in the league. Because this league's going to be nice and trash after LeBron leaves.
Maybe Zion. That's about the only hope left. You're right about it. It's going to be garbage when LeBron's out.
Yeah, man. Could be straight trash. But with that being said, let me get out of here, man. For me and Seth have to fight up in here, man.
Man, it's getting there.
We're about to fight up in here.
After this Embiid disrespect, man.
Yes. Oh, yeah, listen, I forgot. In Honor of the Thrones, man, I forgot. I bought you a little something, man. Honor of the Thrones. Man. It's a little gift box. I don't even know what all's in it. But it's a little Thrones gift bag. Yeah, little Thrones gift box, man, with a whole bunch of things in there, yeah, man. For only true Thrones fans get that kind of stuff for me, man. My only God. People that appreciate the Thrones get
that's
a little
all
gift.
Love, baby.
So before we go, Spike, can you please tell the people on social media how to get a hold of you, how to follow you, how to find you, man, and put yourself over a little bit, brother?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can go ahead and Instagram, follow me at Spike Reed, SpikeReed. Go ahead and hit that follow. I'll follow y'all back. And just watch out for me, man. And watch out for my guy, Evan, man. Let's do it, man.
Yeah, Evan T. Mac, Instagram, man. Twitter, man. I got to bring him back on here, man, because he's way out of pocket, man. We was way out of time, man. We got to come back. Yo, yo, trust the process, man. We out.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.